Foodsland this morning, and on this Wednesday, we are going to check in right now with the Food Bank for Central and Northeast Missouri. And joining me now is Darren White, Regional Coordinator, as we kick around a few topics. Darren, thanks for coming on. One thing we want to learn about is Hope for Heroes 5K. Is this coming up, or has it already been held?
No, it's coming up, coming up quickly. It's actually this Saturday.
Okay.
But there's still time to register if you're interested in participating. It takes part at in Cosmo Park here in Columbia, Missouri. It's at the Nickel Shelter at Cosmo Park, and it starts at 7:30 a.m. So hopefully people, if you're interested in running, you know, you can walk, whatever, and come out to support this event, which actually helps us to fund our veterans program, which is similar to the Buddy Pack program, where veterans receive boxes of food on a monthly basis. So proceeds for this event will be going towards that. And so, again, still time to register. It's $30 for the event. It's $20 for those that are 17 and under. And that includes, you know, you get a T-shirt and a bib and a medal for coming out to support. So, again, that's this weekend at 7:30 Cosmo Park.
All right. What's the best way to sign up?
Yeah, so you can just give us a call here at the food bank. Our number is 573-474-1020. And ask for Kim Kent. She's our event coordinator, and she will be able to get you registered. And you can also do that through online as well.
Very good.
Take
a walk-up registration?
Yes,
okay.
You can.
All right.
And you also can, this weekend's coming up fast. If you already have something planned, you can also do this virtually. So you can do it at your own pace. You can, you know, walk at home. You can, if you got a treadmill, you can do it. And then also then we will mail you, you know, the medal and your bib and everything. So it's an easy way for those that might be busy to be able to also participate and help us out.
I like that. So there's a link on your website to do that?
Yes, yes, exactly. So, if you've got plans and you're not able to make it, if you just want to do it at your own pace, you know, feel free to do that, and also proceeds will be able to help us out. So,
all right. Real quickly, revisit the veterans program. So how does it work? How do you help the veterans in our area?
Yes, the veterans, it's boxes of food. It's roughly 17 items that come in, and it's not only food. It's, toll-free items, things that they really need, toothpaste, toothbrush, stuff like that. To be able to help them out, and they receive that on a monthly basis, and that's throughout the year. So it's similar, like I said, similar to our Buddy Pack program, but it goes to help veterans. And hopefully, we're wanting to grow this program too. It's like, you know, we're in throughout our 32 counties with Buddy Pack, and that's what we want to get with this veterans. And it's in, you know, the early stages of development. Of course, we're in about 5 counties right now, but of course, we want to continue to grow that. Because, you know, of course, veterans are definitely in need and need to be there to be able to support them.
All right. Darren White from the Food Bank for Central and Northeast Missouri is with me live here on Quicksland this morning. You've mentioned Buddy Pack, so we might as well go right into that. Where are we at right now? How are things going with the Buddy Pack program?
Yeah, Buddy Pack program, I always, you know, want the chance to be able to give a shout-out to this program. And, of course, it's summertime. You know, school's not in session, but we are currently pushing and raising funds for the 1920 school year, and throughout the Food Bank's 32 counties, we're serving 7,500 kids each and every week. So it's over $1.3 million to support, which is $180 per child for the school year. Which, you know, there again, you know, it amounts to $5 a week and to support a child, but it doesn't sound like much. But of course, like I just said, when you add that up, it's expensive. So we reach out to our communities for help. So when we look at Randolph County, we have 6 schools that's in the program. 341 kids are currently receiving a Buddy Pack. Neighboring county, Sheridan, 65 kids, 3 schools. Monroe, you know, you got 60 kids and 3 schools. So we're serving a lot of kids out there, a lot of kids in need. And for those that might not know, you know, of course, the school week, they get free breakfast, free lunch, the weekend that goes away, and that's what these packs are geared for. So Again, if people, you know, organizations want to band together to support some of these kids, it's $180 a week. And, of course, you can do that in many ways. You know, you can do a one-time donation. You can set it up, which amounts to $15 a month throughout the whole year. Any way that you want to be able to set it up to help us support be appreciated.
Summertime, a great time to go ahead and make that commitment, get ready for the school year, and help out the food bank for Central and Northeast Missouri. I will mention in Randolph County, I know, Darren, and I don't know what, I assume there's some involvement that you must have, but they do have a summer feeding program to help out with the kids at various locations, I believe, in the county.
Yes. Yeah. I get that question a lot. Yeah. You know, what do you do in the summertime, you know, school's out and so forth. And we do have summer feeding programs that are throughout our communities, you know, that help out, you know, where kids can go to a park, church, where there is food available, a meal that is handed out. So, so that goes out throughout the summer.
Yeah.
And of course, then we hit into the buddy pack for the school year.
All right, Darren, let's wrap up with the Stamp Out Hunger promotion that you had in the month of May. How did that go in our area?
Yes, I just want to give a shout out to those that helped out. You know, it went really well. As we look at the overall picture, we raised about 110,000 pounds of food and over $74,000. To go into our 32 counties. And then we break that down. We can look at Mobley. You know, we did about 2,500 pounds of food and over $800, which, you know, $800 is, as I've said before, you know, we can purchase $21 worth of groceries with only a dollar. So that amounts to over 16,800 pounds of food that we're able to get into the Randolph County area. So I'm very pleased. I think the rain hurt us a little bit this year. That weekend was very rainy, so numbers were down a little bit throughout our 32 counties, but overall it was pretty good. So thanks for those who helped us out to be able to help out those in need.
All right, great ways to help out. Thanks to those who have helped out. And remember the Hope for Heroes 5K coming up this Saturday. Darren, go ahead and pass along your contact information if folks want to pitch in and help out with any of these events, activities to help out the food bank. How can they reach you?
Yeah, sure. Again, our number is 573-474-1020 here at the food bank. And you can also check us out on our website at sharefoodbringhope.org. And, of course, our number's on there. And, of course, any information that you have questions on, just let us know, and we'll be glad to help you and be able to get you connected.
All right, Darren, thanks for coming on. We'll check in with you next month.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right. Darren White, Regional Coordinator for the Food Bank for Central and Northeast Missouri.